right, thanks, Rob. It's Download here at 720 WGN. We're halfway through tonight. Coming up a little bit later in the hour, Hebrew Brantley's going to be here, the artist and sculptor, great Chicago artist. You could see his work all over town, the Flyboy sculptures that were right here in Pioneer Court. And he also has a couple murals, one down by McCormick Place on the L. He's got a new exhibit at the Elmhurst Art Museum. So we'll talk with him coming up here at 9:30. And tonight, live in Studio 435, the synth pop sounds of Iverson. So that's coming up tonight on the Download. Well, it's time for Industry Night, our weekly exploration of the world of food and hospitality. Last week, we talked offal with Chef Chris Cosentino was here. This week, we gear up for the opening of the highly anticipated restaurant in the West Loop, Gideon's Suite. Gideon's Suite is a new project from longtime friends and colleagues Graham Elliott and Chef Matthias Merges. The restaurant will go into Elliott's old GEB space on Randolph. Matthias Merges is no stranger to Chicago diners. His restaurants include A10 in Hyde Park, Billy Sunday in Logan Square, Lucky Door at Wrigley Field, and the Old Irving Brewing. This place will be the place we're talking about tonight. Gideon's Suite will be both a restaurant and a bar, and that means cocktails served up from one of Chicago's best bartenders, Alex Bachman. Elliott, Merges, and Bachman all have one thing in common. They all worked for Charlie Trotter. Matthias Merges, Alex Bachman in studio tonight. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for inviting
us.
Thanks
for having us.
I mean, it's a reunion for you guys to get back together. Let's start right there. I mean, how it's not that often that you get an opportunity to get the gang back together. What does it mean to get this opportunity to work together with Graham and with Alex?
I'll tell you, it's pretty incredible. You know, when you leave Trotters or you leave somewhere where you're nurtured and you get all your experience, you go out on your own, you're like, I'm going to do this by myself. And then you realize how that's really great, but to get together with like great colleagues that you worked for before and worked with and bring them together to like form something that's, you know, unbelievable, like Gideon's Suite, I couldn't be more proud and, you know, humbled that they would actually like work with me.
Alex, but let's go take us back to the Trotter days. I mean, what?
Oh, for me.
Yeah, right.
I was young when I came in there. I was about 21, 22 years old. And, intimidated would be a mild way to put your first month, maybe in my first year there. But yeah, it was an incredible experience for me coming out of college and to work with people like Matthias and the beverage program that Charlie had in place there. And you know, it was definitely the foundation for my career. So I mean, it was incredible back then, and now to come back and continue to work with Matthias and Graham, you know, I couldn't be more excited about it.
Chef, do you find yourself, as you continue these projects, I mentioned all the projects you're working on and the other restaurants you've worked on in the past, do you continue to draw from your experience at Trotters? I mean, does that stay with you and form the base of what you do moving forward?
Oh, most definitely. Everything that we learned there, everything that we were, our craft, our leadership, just kind of like the inspiration, the passion. It was a really unique setting where everybody was passionate about what they did and everyone wanted to do like the best job they could and learn the most, and just getting those people back together in this kind of situation is pretty incredible.
All right, we're talking about Gideon's Suite, which is a new restaurant that's opening up in the West Loop, which has just exploded in the last year, even before that. But I mean, it's opening up here November 10th. It's awesome to have you guys here because I have a lot of questions about the process of opening a restaurant in 2017. Chef, you've had a lot of openings in the last couple of years where you've been able to put, I mentioned A10 in Hyde Park is within the last 5 years. Billy Sunday, Lucky Door is a new restaurant. Do you have a process? Do you have a formula that goes into each time you approach a new project, something like this, like Gideon's Suite?
The best formula that I can tell anyone is that surround yourself with the best possible people you can find and rely on them and like share the passion. And if you can do that and you can keep all the balls in the air, you have a chance of making it. And I think that that's one thing with Gideon's Suite is that, you know, with Alex and with Michael Schrader, you know, in the kitchen and chef de cuisine, and Graham and what he brings to the table, it's really going to be a pretty spectacular situation.
It's not every day that you get these projects from super chefs. I mean, you and Graham coming together to do one restaurant. It's Graham's old space there. And talk about that. I mean, do you guys, obviously all three of you have had tremendous careers, but I mean, do you have to, is it almost like a basketball team where you have to kind of like, there's only one ball, you have to massage the egos and kind of work, like you guys are the big three of food. What I mean, how do you work that out to say, hey, this is not just your restaurant, it's our restaurant?
Well, one of the great things when we all work for Trotter is that we had kind of like our mantra was never repeat anything twice. And we walked into the space saying that whatever we did individually in the past really doesn't matter anymore. We know each other's craft. We know each other's passion and what we do and how we approach projects. And I think it came very naturally and very fluidly. I think that it's been really wonderful to see and the different preparations and on the cocktail scene, what Alex brings to the table has been pretty spectacular. I think there's going to be some really interesting things in vintage cocktailing.
Let me bring in Alex because, you know, as you mentioned, you got your start in at Trotters and the beverage program there, which, you know, that is a long time ago now. I mean, we've seen the way that bartenders and craft cocktails and that is, I mean, put food aside for a second. I mean, it's almost expected of new restaurants to have some sort of beverage program that is on par with the craft cocktails that we see at some of the high-end places. Do you see it that way, that every time you're involved in a new restaurant, it has to be, I mean, the cocktails and the beverage program, it has to be top-notch?
Yeah, it takes as much center stage now as it does food. And definitely in the city of Chicago with the caliber of beverage programs that we have here, not just cocktails, whether it's wine programs or beer or sake or whatnot or any number of alcoholic beverages. But I think for me with Trotters, you know, Charlie always had a wine-based program, but he never did cocktails. So I think for me personally, it was important to come from that background and being able to taste those kinds of wines and those subtleties that for me anyway translated directly you know, as I grew in my career into bartending and in a more spirit focus. And then, of course, working those dining rooms, either as a server or a sommelier for all those years, again, it's a service aspect that translates directly into a bar. There is no difference in
Yeah, it's amazing to think that now you're absolutely right. I mean, I'll go into any sort of new bar in the city of Chicago, and it's all about how the craft cocktails are served. I mean, meaning the service and the explanation. What are you looking for? I mean, it's the days of the gin and tonic are long gone.
That's right.
Unfortunately for me, as I'm like, do you just have a gin and tonic?
We'll make you a good gin and tonic.
You will. Well, I just wonder, does that make the job more challenging in the way that the palates have become more sophisticated? They're more interested in they know the combinations of ingredients. I'm talking about the consumers. Does it make the job more challenging?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think, you know, speaking for myself and, you know, a lot of colleagues of mine here in Chicago, you know, we want these challenges, you know, and quite frankly, we embrace them. You know, if we wanted to be in sort of a stagnant culture of beverage, we wouldn't find it that exciting and that provocative. And it's that, you know, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the clientele and the customer base and their product knowledge, even in the past year and a half, I mean, it's unbelievable. And if you can meet and exceed expectations and meet those challenges and surpass them, then, you know, that's what's demanded of you. You have to embrace it.
Bartender Alex Bachman and also Chef Matthias Merges, two of the three. Of course, Graham Elliott, the other, that are starting Gideon Suite, which is the new restaurant in the West Loop, which opens on November 10th. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation here at Industry Night. Stay with us. It's Industry Night here on The Download. We're talking with two of the guys behind the new restaurant, Gideon Suite, which will be opening in the West Loop. Matthias Merges and Alex Bachman in studio, along with Graham Elliott. They are creating a new restaurant in the West Loop, which just exploded, Chef. I mean, I think about that area, even 5 years ago, it was exploded. Now it's more, this space, the GEB space, it's well known to diners in Chicago because that was Graham Elliott's bistro. Talk about going into a space that people know. I mean, do you have to think differently about the space? Do you have to gut it and start all over?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that one thing that we spoke about way in the beginning is that we just need to forget what's here and like go in and change it and turn it upside down on its head and create something that was a collaboration between us three. And it was really important. My wife, Rachel, who is an architect, has her own firm. She's always involved with our projects, and she walked in that space and just like, she's like, I know what I'm going to do. Got it. I got it down. Don't worry, I'm going to make you guys look good, which she always does. And we're like, okay, we just stood back and like watch it happen. So.
What does it mean to you to be a part of that experience on Randolph Street? Because that has become the epicenter of Chicago's culinary scene. You've had a lot of restaurants in town, but not necessarily on that strip. What's it mean to jump into that area?
Well, definitely. We've always been like kind of like the neighborhood go-to. And I think that, you know, it's always been on our radar to look at the West Loop and see what's going on. I think that you know, we always look for the time that's right. And when this collaboration came together, it was, you know, the space was right. The collaboration between us three, it really worked. We had something that was interesting that I think that resonated with us, that we were passionate about, that no one else is really doing. And I think that, like I said, the time was right.
You know, I think about, and I'll ask both of you guys this, I mean, because you both worked in restaurants here in Chicago for years now. I'm wondering what do you think the consumer wants? And when you open a restaurant, Matthias, and you open a new place, is it about consistency? They know your name, so they're like, oh, I love his food. I want to try his new spot. Is it a new concept where people are like, I've never had this food before. I'd like to see what this kind of cuisine is. What do you think it is that draws people to a new restaurant?
Well, I think for us, there, it's never been more important. Like 15 years ago, we look at the landscape and it was fine dining restaurants and people going out like just for a meal and they'll go back home or whatever. And right now, the consumer's never been as savvy as they've been ever. And their knowledge and their expectations and the ability to not only go to one restaurant, but maybe do four different kind of unique experiences. That's one reason why we wanted to go to Randolph, is that there's an opportunity for that client who wants to go to our restaurant for a couple cocktails and some really great bites, but then go over here for some more, and then go see a show, and then come back late night. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what the consumer looks for, is kind of like unique activations that are interesting and dynamic. And I think that that's what the space and what we do and the beverage program and food program speak to.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Alex? Same thing?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think that for the beverage side now, consistency for sure. You know, people have to know that they are going in with these expectations that are going to be met no matter what their order is. And that doesn't necessarily mean a cocktail. You know, I think the one thing that Gideon will offer, in addition to a standout cocktail menu, is embracing beverage as a whole. And again, whether that be sake, beer, or wine, or any number of spirits. But with that, you know, you always have to move forward and offer something new, right? But not just for the sake of doing something new. I know that I'm notoriously cautious when it comes to stuff like this, probably to a fault. But, yeah, you have to represent new products, but definitely for me in a historical and consistent context.
You know, you ran the program at Billy Sunday, which is known for its drinks. You've beverage programs around the city. I'm fascinated by what it takes to attract a customer who's really into cocktails. Mm-hmm. If that's my thing, if I'm like, I'm just looking for the best cocktail in town, what are they looking for? I mean, you've been behind the beverage program. What is it you've seen customers go, oh, I found it. This is it. Is it ingredients? Is it the combination? What is it that makes a great cocktail in your mind?
It's such a difficult question to answer. I would start by saying, in my mind, and I think you'll hear this time and time again, is balance. And I don't mean that in the sense that, you know, some people can think of that as like, oh, it's just acidity and sugar. Well, there are so many other factors that contribute to balance in a cocktail. You know, a degree of bitterness, heat, balance of alcohol within the cocktail, the ice format that it's in, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that, you know, when you hit a stride and you find a drink that you can check all these boxes in, to me, that's one of the best drinks that you can have. And it can be in any number of spirit bases or formats, you know, but I would only close this question with, you have to listen to what people are saying. You know, it's very easy for ego to drive, whether it's a bartender or a chef or whatnot, but retain the open-mindedness, have open dialogue with your guests. And at the end of the day, that's the only way that they're going to have one of the best cocktails that they're going to have. It's more than just the consumption of the product.
I think, too, that people nowadays, they can smell out really quick people who haven't done their time and really have an excellent foundation in craft and to understand how to set up a bar and to really have a good shake or a stir and understand what it takes to make a cocktail. And as you're shaking, listen to the ice. And when it hits a certain tone, you know that it's ready to go. I think that more or less 99% of the places in the city, you get just the average shake, you have a great cocktail, but we want to be exceptional at what we do. And I think that it's just like cooking. You take that craft, are your knife sharp? Do you use like Japanese blades for fish? Do you use this over here? It's like really taking a deep dive into not only your craft, but a deep dive into the purity of ingredients. I think that the menu at Gideon and the bar and the cocktailing speak to that.
My last question for you, just it's amazing, okay. And congratulations on all your success. But I mean, just looking at the restaurant list, I mean, I remember talking to you a couple years ago. I mean, when A10 was was starting up, and we talked about other projects. You are now creating. You have a big empire of restaurants. Talk about how, you know, you were in the Tribune earlier this year talking about the mom and pop restaurant that mm-hmm. because of the economics is kind of dead. That now it has to be because of the cost of what it takes to put one of these up. It has to be at a certain level. I mean, where are we in Chicago? I mean, is that true? Is the mom and pop dead? Is it from this point on high activation and restaurants that like yours are serving at such a high level?
Yeah, I think that, you know, looking at the number of closings daily in the city, being nimble enough in our case to understand the market and to move the business and what we do to understand beverage component and to go heavier into that, but still maintaining a great food product. But I think that I've been doing this for 35 years. So, I'm not the smartest guy in the block. So it took me a little while to figure this out. But I think that the amount of restaurants and what's happening, the amount of new restaurants that are coming up, you really need to be super, super nimble and very, very focused and being able to be spontaneous enough to like mold and shift. And I think that a lot of restaurants, they're more, like I say, a little bit younger and a little bit more ego-driven, and they're not able to create that balance. But I think that it's going to be the wave.
Chef Matthias Merges, bartender Alex Bachman, they're two of the guys behind, along with Graham Elliott, behind the new restaurant Gideon Suite, which will be opening November 10th in the old GEB space on Randolph. Guys, pleasure to see you. Thanks for coming back in.
Thank
Alex,
you,
great
Alex.
To meet you. Thanks, and good luck with the restaurant. Appreciate
it. We'll see you there.
Thank you.